It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, July 5th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Mary Walcott, one of the so-called afflicted girls, who was called as a witness at the Salem witch trials in early 1692-93. Born July 5, 1675, she was the daughter of Captain Jonathan Walcott and his wife Mary Sibley, and was about 17 years old when the witchcraft allegations started in 1692. Mary's mother died when she was young, and her father then married Deliverance Putnam, making him the brother-in-law of Thomas Putnam, one of the most powerful men in Salem Village. This family alliance made Mary Walcott the niece of Thomas Putnam and cousin of his 12-year-old daughter, Anne. It was a household that also included Mercy Lewis, an orphan servant girl who became one of the villagers' most active accusers. Although she lacked the melodramatic behavior of some of her fellow accusers, Mary Walcott is an interesting example in support of Carol Carlson's theory advanced in her book, The Devil in the Shape of a Woman, which suggests that many of the girls in Salem, being either orphaned or partially orphaned, feared for their social and economic security. Mary had allied herself with the interests of the influential Putnam family, who aggressively pursued the witchcraft craze there to its most horrifying conclusion, resulting in the deaths of several innocent victims. Although this alliance ensured her economic security, it also contributed to the social and moral destruction of the community, a phenomenon brilliantly explored by American playwright Arthur Miller in his tragic masterpiece, The Crucible. Between February 1692 and May 1693, the Salem witchcraft trials resulted in the executions of 20 people, 14 of them women, and all but one by hanging. Five others, including two infant children, died in prison. After the witchcraft hysteria had run its course, Mary Walcott married Isaac Farrar of Woburn, Massachusetts, on April 26, 1696. They had several children and eventually moved to Townsend. Later, she married David Harwood, and they had nine children. The exact date of Mary Walcott's death is unknown, but she is believed to have survived until about 1752, making her nearly 77 at the time of her passing, and surely one of the very last of the Salem accusers. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 5th. 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.